The collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime has left a political power vacuum in Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz yesterday assured a congressional committee that the Pentagon has a plan to fill that vacuum. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Congress clearly has misgivings about the Pentagon taking on the task of nation-building in Iraq. Last week, the Republican-run House and Senate both passed emergency wartime spending bills that redirected $2.5 billion away from the Pentagon and towards the State Department for nation-building. But that has not kept Pentagon planners from plowing ahead with plans to install retired General Jay Garner, who's president on leave of defense contractor S.Y. Coleman, to run what's being called the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance for Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz told the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday this new entity would set up parallel ministries in Iraq.
Our goal is to have as much of an Iraqi administration continue to function as is consistent with creating an atmosphere that is free and where people are clearly understand that the terror apparatus of the old regime is gone. Obviously, there are certain ministries that probably not simply that have to be dismantled completely, but that's going to be the exception.
It's already clear that with troops declining to act as policemen, law and order in Iraq has broken down. General Peter Pace, the vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told the Armed Services panel some of Saddam Hussein's cops may actually get their jobs back.
One of the things that we're trying to do is exactly what the Brits are doing as part of the coalition right now, which is to seek out the former police officials, determine, vet them as best they can, determine their acceptability to the local population to continue to provide law and order and to enable them to do that. But either the coalition forces themselves or the police force reconstituted will need to provide stability in that nation.
Wolfowitz said he wants an interim authority made up of Iraqis as soon as possible. Candidates for that entity, whose structure Wolfowitz left unclear, would audition next week in meetings being planned by the U.S. Central Command.
We would envision a kind of series of town hall kinds of assemblies in different parts of the country where the issues can get elevated by Iraqis, not by foreigners, where I think the whole world, and most importantly Iraqis, can get some idea of who are the people that can articulate positions well, who seem to speak for more than just themselves, and that out of that process we would hopefully be able to reach some kind of a consensus on how to set up this interim authority.
The man widely believed to be the Pentagon's favorite to lead Iraq is a controversial figure named Ahmed Shalabi. He's a banker who's been embroiled in lawsuits after leaving Iraq more than four decades ago as a teenager. On Sunday, the Pentagon flew Shalabi, along with 700 other exiled Iraqis, to Nasiriyah in southern Iraq. When asked about Shalabi, who heads the Iraqi National Congress exile group, Wolfowitz denied the Pentagon has singled him out to succeed Saddam Hussein.
He's not an insignificant figure, but we're also not trying to anoint him or anyone else as the future leader of Iraq. You can't talk about democracy and then go around and say that we're going to pick the leaders of a democracy.
Still, Wolfowitz spoke warmly of how Shalabi had summoned on his own a crowd of some 10,000 in Nasiriyah, exerting what the Pentagon official called a calming effect on those people. He said it would certainly be more than 6 months before the interim authority could organize a new government for Iraq, and allowed that the United Nations could be a partner in such a transition, but not, he said, the managing partner. If Wolfowitz has any doubts about getting a country with deep ethnic divisions and long-standing feuds to rule itself, he betrayed none, beyond saying that when it comes to the democratic method, there is a lot of uncertainty and unpredictability. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.